All right, welcome back. You know, there's just something about Mexican in the morning.
Yeah.
It is darn good. Darn good.
And it goes with everything.
It really does. and the good folks at Crazy Gringo Mexican Cantina are in-house. Tommy and Dimitri Vasilos join us. It's good to see you, fellas.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, appreciate us.
The aroma is just off the charts. Off the charts in here. And you guys are here. We're obviously talking Monday Munchies, highlighting what you guys are doing. But there's also a sweet deal today. It's live right now. For only $25, you get 50. And all you got to do is go to WJR.com. It's there. And the food is absolutely spectacular. So it's going to go a long way.
I appreciate that. We do our best to, you know, came to this country. My parents came to this country in the late 60s, early 70s, started the restaurant business, and we took it on and, you know, decided to go into the Mexican venue there. And it's been a success.
I want to know about the name, Crazy Gringo. How did that name come about?
Well, it's kind of crazy. I was watching an old Elvis Presley movie one time, and the scene was he was in Acapulco doing a show, and he had his girlfriend and he had his wife at the show, and he had them at different ends of the venue. And during intermission, when he would be in the back, the little runner boy. Mm-hmm. He went up to him and he knew that he had his wife at the one end and his girlfriend at the other. He looked at Elvis and he said, "You know what? You're one crazy gringo."
Okay,
you're like boom, yeah, light bulb.
That's it.
Yep.
What was it about this particular cuisine that you guys found so intriguing,
Tom?
So we were in the food business forever, 40 years, and we did family dining style. We did catering for the colleges and Baker College. And then I just said, you know what? It's an upcoming thing, Mexican. Who doesn't? Like 30 years ago, it was popular, but then it just started blowing up more and more. So a couple of my friends go, man, I think you should put a Crazy Gringo there at 15 and Gratiot. Mm-hmm. So it took me a while because I had to find the right staff because we never knew the Mexican cuisine. And then I just put all the resources together and slowly took off. And like my chef told me, he goes, listen, it's going to take 2 years to get on the map. And once we're on the map, though, they're gonna know you. So he was right on, and then we ended up entering some contests for our famous barbacoa birria taco, and we just took it to Royal Oak for the big festival, and we ended up winning the People's Award and the Choice Award, and they sent us to Alabama that next winter, and then we competed, and we came in third. I think a company from Germany came second, and then I don't know where the first one was, but we came in third, so got to say our taco won third in the world, so it was pretty good, yeah.
You guys are all about consistency, too. And what does that mean in your kitchen, especially when you're working with fresh ingredients and house-made sauces that are prepared daily?
Well, the staff is all from Mexico, and we don't even bother them. So
let them do their thing.
We let them do their thing, right? And so we kind of run the front of the house, and they take care of the back of the house. And so, and you know, I see them, and I don't speak Spanish, but I don't get in the middle of them.
Well, the food is absolutely fantastic. I got a steak
that's what I got.
Yes. I mean, absolutely off the charts. Salsas are fantastic. All the guacamole is made fresh daily.
Daily.
I mean, it is the epitome of like fresh Mexican food.
Appreciate that. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
We do that. And the catering aspect in the summertime, we do grad parties, weddings. We did the air show 2 years ago, and we were going to do it this year, but it got canceled because of the war. But they were looking forward to us. We did all the chalets. So we'll go anywhere. If they want to pay for it, we'll go out of state, wherever. We'll bring the grills and everything.
If someone's never been to the restaurant before, what can they expect when they get there?
Authenticity. It's just every time I hear people come in and they're like, wow, this is the best Mexican we've ever, and it's really from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They get a nice vibe, I make a Tommy margaritas that I've made on the menu, got on some.
Okay.
And it's all fresh juices and
Tommy margarita?
Tommy margarita.
Uh-oh. So you already know it's little special there.
So that's like the Cadillac of the margaritas there. Okay. And if I'm in house and they see my car, I make them. If I'm not there, you know, the girls make them as close as they can get.
Okay.
You want the Tommy made, though.
Yeah, you want me to make the margarita. So if I'm there, you're definitely going to drink more than one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, I'm looking at the menu here. I mean, the prices are incredibly reasonable. And that's important nowadays. Yeah. And so the sweet deal that you have now, it's live, WJR.com. You can go and take advantage of that. $25 gets you 50 right now. And again, things are expensive now, so that's a wonderful deal you're giving to folks.
Yep. Yeah, it is. You know, food costs are through the roof. And you guys, we see it at the grocery stores. We see it everywhere. So, sure. Yeah, we just try our best to, you know, make it, you know, for the customer and for us, you know, to keep the lights on.
Yeah. And that's why we're doing the sweet deal. And we want people that never tried Crazy Green, even though we've been around for 11 years.
Right.
Say, wait a minute, I've never been there. Let me try it. Once they come in, we start with the queso on the guac. Once they start doing that, tell them not to eat a lot of chips so they can save room, because we have some really good desserts,
too. It is the real problem about Mexican restaurants, though.
Uh-huh.
It's always the chips that get you.
The chips that get you. But they sure will.
But the queso's good, the guac's good. Yeah. So, yeah, you get yourself
in. And you say you got good desserts as well?
We really got good desserts, yeah.
Okay.
We get the tres leches cake from down here in Mexican Town.
Mm-hmm.
We have a cheesecake chimichanga with a homemade blueberry sauce that's to die for. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, the churros, the cakes, the fried ice creams and stuff. But, yeah. Yeah.
What's the best thing on the menu, do you guys think?
The steak wet burrito is my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And mine is the fish tacos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
I love the fish tacos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all incredibly delicious.
My wife is, I'm sure. I'm getting a text message. I probably have one already. Like, yep, we're going.
We got to go.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, we got to go. Well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you bringing in the food for us to
Absolutely.
Taste.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. And love JR. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, morning on. Love it.
We appreciate you. Yeah. And again, that sweet deal is live right now. $25 gets you 50. WJR.com, and you'll be able to take advantage of that. Now, Tommy, Dimitri, Vasilos, thank you guys so much.
Yes. Thanks
for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys got it. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome food. And WJR.com, sweet deals. Get it going. Get yourself a Tommy Margarita.
Get you a Tommy Margarita.
That's right.
I know, that's right.
That's right. It goes well with the tacos.
With anything.
That's exactly right. all right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Brad Galley.
Yes.
He's got a new venture.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited to talk to him, and we'll keep you updated on all the happenings that you need to be aware of. That's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next here on WJR. Have yourself a wonderful Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Have a good one.